Julian Assange's fiancée Stella Morris had hoped he would be home by Christmas. Instead, he's closer to being extradited than ever before. Ms. Morris has slammed a British appeals court's overturning of a ruling regarding Mr. Assange's possible extradition to the United States.
Today, it's been almost a year since I stood outside court with our victory of the blocking of the extradition. For the past year, and the past year, 2 years and a half, Julian has remained in Belmarsh prison, and in fact, he has been detained since the 7th of December 2010 in one form or another, 11 years. For how long can this go on? Today is International Human Rights Day. What a shame. How cynical to have this decision on this day.
Cynical, but not surprising, according to his supporters. Assange supporter Maureen Lambert says there is no justice.
So it just goes to show, you know, we're not fools. There's no justice, you know, and there never was, because it's only the ruling class have their way. And it's a tight knit, that's all it is. There is no justice.
Another supporter believes journalism is dead.
Transparency, dead. Real journalism, dead. Attack on the right to know, frontal attack on the right to know.
In January, there were celebrations when a judge ruled that Mr. Assange should not be sent to the United States. The decision was made because of fears that he would take his own life if subjected to conditions in a high-security prison. In its appeal against that decision, the United States presented a package of assurances. They included that Mr. Assange would not be subjected to the strictest of American prison conditions, and if he was convicted after trial, he could apply to serve any sentence received in Australia. Lawyers for Mr. Assange had described the US government's promises as meaningless and vague, but the justices disagreed. They said the assurances were undertakings from one government to another. Ms. Morris says Amnesty International has called these assurances inherently unreliable.
I want to emphasize that the High Court accepted all the medical evidence and the conclusions of the magistrate that if Julian is extradited and placed under extreme conditions of isolation, it will drive him to take his own life. That extradition is oppressive. Yet the High Court decided against Julian on this occasion, on the basis of political assurances, non-assurances, that the US has given to the UK government.
The verdict means there is no longer any reason the 50-year-old shouldn't be sent to the US to face espionage and hacking charges. They relate to the publication of troves of US military records and diplomatic cables and carry a maximum sentence of 175 years in jail. The justices ordered the case be sent back to the magistrate's court, so it can be formally referred to Britain's Home Secretary, Priti Patel, who has the final say. But Mr. Assange's team has indicated it will ask the Supreme Court for permission to appeal. They have 14 days to do so. Meanwhile, in Australia, Federal Independent MP Andrew Wilkie is calling on the Australian government to demand the US and UK release the WikiLeaks founder. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it has raised the situation of Mr. Assange with its US and UK counterparts, including expectations of due process and humane and fair treatment, but says it respects the UK's legal process. Stella Morris has no intention of backing down.
This goes to the fundamentals of press freedom and of democracy. We will fight. Every generation has an epic fight to fight, and this is ours, because Julian represents the fundamentals of what it means to live in a free society, of what it means to have press freedom, of what it means for journalists to do their jobs without being afraid of spending the rest of their lives in prison.
Mr. Assange didn't attend the brief hearing. He remains in Belmarsh Prison. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.